You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Despite this dance rock band's clever name, Clint Eastwood is actually based in Detroit. Lead singer Jax Anderson says the name comes from three places the band members have called home: Flint, East, as in Detroit, and Wood, for Hollywood. The band has used these ties to spread their sound across Michigan and even onto the big screen. I talked with Anderson before Clint Eastwood's performance at Audio Tree Music Festival this weekend in Kalamazoo. You call your sound a spaghetti western cooked in the ovens of Detroit. And I heard that you even dress up in western outfits sometimes for shows?
We do. Growing up, I was very influenced by spaghetti western films. My dad was just completely obsessed with like The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and like just different. I personally, my fashion icon is Levon Cleef. He was like the bad guy for all of the old spaghetti westerns. And it kind of just bled into me personally as far as like fashion and as far as musical taste goes. And so a lot of our early stuff was very, very influenced by spaghetti western movie scores. A lot of them had samples in them from spaghetti western movie scores. So we figured it would be fitting that we just would throw on bolo ties and really, really commit to the whole thing.
And your vocal style is just very bluesy, very soulful. Does that come from that kind of western ideal too? Or, you know, how did you develop your voice?
I think just growing up in Detroit, I grew up at a time that the garage rock scene was really, really busting through. By the time I was a teenager, White Stripes had already gained a lot of buzz around the area and was starting to gain national attention. So, and with that, I mean, bands like Electric Six and different Bon Bondies, things like that, just all came out at this time period that I was very influential. The age that I was very influential. So I think just hearing that and hearing my older brothers like listen to punk and, you know, listening to like NoFX all the time and H2O all the time has really like brought that passion and that kind of rawness, I guess, to my voice that I would describe it as that. And there's a certain honesty that comes with pain, I guess.
And you are also featured in a documentary, I don't know whether or not it's out, New American Noise, which kind of put a spotlight on Detroit. What is that Detroit sound?
Detroit is very much at a turning point, I feel like. It's kind of coming off of being very garage rock centered. I feel like that scene has kind of gone down a little bit. It's still there, don't get me wrong, but it's not as prominent as it used to be. Before, it was just like, Detroit is strict rock and roll. Like, all we play is garage rock. But now there's great acts coming out, like Tunde Ilanarin, who's more pop, and then there's Pasolacqua, who's like doing all this crazy stuff in the hip-hop community. There's a lot of experimentation going on. There's a lot of just open-mindedness happening, which is fantastic for any city and any scene. I feel like the more creativity and more diversity you can bring into a scene, the better the scene will be. Detroit, I don't think that there's a specific sound yet for Detroit because we're all still trying to discover what that sound's going to be. And I feel like through collaborations that all the artists are having together, we're really starting to get somewhat of an idea of where we want to go with it.
You're in the middle of writing, possibly a new album or a new EP. What can we expect to hear?
There's a lot of stuff that has happened since the EP came out last summer, and a lot of stuff that I feel like just kind of needs to get off our chests. And I guess what you can expect is just to keep the raw honesty that we've had throughout. I believe that music definitely should be an interpretation of someone's innermost thoughts and innermost soul, basically. So you can definitely expect that. It's going to be a lot more poppy than previous releases. I feel like it's going to surprise some people, but in the best way possible. We're all about making people feel good, making people forget their worries, making people dance. So that element will still be there with more of a pop aspect to it. It's going to be sweet. That's all I can say for now.
That was Jax Anderson of the Detroit band Clint Eastwood. The band will play the second annual Audio Tree Music Festival this weekend, held at District Square in downtown Kalamazoo. You can find a longer interview with Anderson and the link to the Audio Tree lineup on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.